Title: Randall Ableton Live 12, Phase-Based Blueprint with Automation First Workflow. Welcome. In this Advanced Atmospheres lesson, I'll walk you through the Randall Ableton Live 12 Phase-Based Blueprint using an Automation First Workflow. The goal is a club-ready drum and bass phase bass made with Ableton stock devices, a tight mono sub, a moving mid-range phase body, and textured upper harmonics. Everything moves mostly from arrangement and macro automation, not deep nested modulators, so the sound is predictable, mix safe, and easy to edit. What you will build, you'll make a 1-2 bar playable phase bass instrument rack on a MIDI track with three parallel chains, chain A, a clean mono sub, operator style sign chain B, the phase body, built from wavy double plus frequency shifting and a phaser chain C, textured top with green delay and spectral texture. You'll control chain levels, phase inversion, and movement through an audio effect rack map to macros. Then you'll drive most modulation from arrangement automation over an 8-bar loop. Finally, we'll add a simple processing chain for glue and tonal control. Step 1. Preparation. Set the project BPM to 174. Create a MIDI track and name it Randall Phase Bass. Optionally, create a return track for reverb. A short plate or convolution works, but the blueprint works dry. Sends are automated later. Step 2. Source synth. Wavy-dable, drop wavy-dable on the MIDI track. Oscillator A. Choose a rounded saw to sign-ish wavy-dable, like sign-ish or beat LD sign saw. Set unison to 0 for sub clarity. Oscillator B. Pick a more harmonic table, super saw or FM-ish. Keep B's level reduced so the sub stays clean. Filter. Start with a low pass 24 dB. Set low for sub control. We'll open it with automation. Global. Set polyphony to 1 and enable glide if you want. Keep the synth sub simple. Most character will come from post-synthesis processing. Step 3. Audio effect rack with three parallel chains. After wavy-dable, add an audio effect rack and create three chains named sub, phase body, and top texture. Keep their key zones full so they run in parallel. We'll place devices after the synth on each chain to shape frequency, phase, and texture. Chain A. Sub mono, add these devices in order. 1. EQ 8. Keep the sub band limited. Low pass around 180 Hz, or use the EQ to remove everything above where you want the sub to live. 2. Saturator. 1 3 dB drive, soft clip for warmth. 3. Compressor or glue, light gain reduction, 1 2 dB. 4. Utility. Set width to 0% so the sub is strictly mono. Map this chain's volume to macro 1. Sub level. Keeping the sub mono is crucial to avoid cancellations. Chain B. Phase body, main movement devices in order. 1. EQ8. High pass or cut below around 120 Hz so the body won't clash with the sub. 2. Auto filter. Start with a low pass 24 dB at about 700 Hz. We'll automate cutoff. 3. Frequency shifter. Subtle shift, around 212 Hz to create beating. Start with mix at 50%. 4. Phaser. Feedback between 20-45%. Slow frequency 0.3 1.2 Hz for movement, mix around 40-60%. 5. Utility. This is where phase invert and width live. Keep width above 60% for a wide body. Map frequency shifter amount, phaser feedback, auto filter cutoff, and utility phase invert to macros to 5. These macros will be your primary movement controls. Chain C. Top texture air plus grit devices. 1. EQ 8. High shelf boost between 412 kHz for presence. 2. Grain delay. Small grain size 1050 ms, spray 020, pitch plus 1/6 semitones are randomized, dry slash wet around 30-50%. 3. Spectral resonator or corpus if you have suite, otherwise echo with modulation for texture. 4. Saturator or redux. Light character, drive 2-6 dB or light bit reduction. Map grain delay wet and resonator slash echo mix to macro 6. Top wet, routing and chain level controls. Map each chain's output level to its own macro, sub level, body level, pop level. You can automate these macros in arrangement to make chains swell or drop. Optionally, use chain key zones to have the top chain drop on low notes. Macro setup. Automation first. Set these example macro mappings. Macro 1. Sub level macro 2. Body filter slash wavy-dable position macro 3. Frequency shifter amount macro 4. Phaser feedback slash mix macro 5, utility phase L phase invert toggle macro 6, top texture wet adjust macro min and max, so one end is a closed sound and the other is wide open. That way a single automation lane performs musical, predictable changes. Automation first movement arrangement will draw automation in arrangement, not rely on internal LFOs. Open the track macros and paint automation across an 8-bar loop. Example recipe, bars 1-2, sub level 100%, body macro closed at 30%, top wet 10%, bars 3-4, ramp body macro to 70% to open the wave eatable slash filter, increase frequency shifter from 2 to 10 Hz, bump facer feedback by 10%, bars 5-6, add rapid micro automation. Draw 1/16 stutters on macro 3 freak shifter for a broken face feel. R7. Flip utility phase L via macro 5 for a short cancellation moment. A ghost nodal dip. Bar 8. Drop sub level to 60% and push top wet to 60% to create a tail into the next bar. Use S curves for smooth musical sweeps and linear steps for rhythmic gating. Ableton lets you tweak breakpoints and curve shapes. Prefer S curves for smooth motion. Device level automation, fine detail for micro control. Automate device parameters directly. Wave eatable position over a bar or sync to 1/4, 1/8 notes. Auto filter cutoff for notch sweeps time to the beat. Frequency shifter mix and amount for subtle beating. Facer rate and feedback for climactic sections. But keep the big gestures on macros for fast editing. Final processing chain. Mix and glue after the rack add. EQ 8 in M/S mode. Remove unpleasant mids. Boost side high for air. Saturator. Gentle drive with soft clip. Glue compressor. Slow attack. Medium release. 1-3 dB gain reduction. Multiband dynamics. Tame the top band during heavy movement. Automate thresholds if needed. Always check mono compatibility by setting utility width to 0%. The sub should stay solid. Printing automation optional if CPU or stability is a concern. Resample or freeze and flatten the track to print the automation to audio. That lets you further process and chop without heavy CPU load. Common mistakes to avoid: don't automate core sub parameters without a dedicated mono sub chain. You'll get cancellations. Avoid extreme frequency shifter or phaser settings. Start subtle. Don't map too many unrelated parameters to one macro. Group by musical function. Smooth automation. Linear jumps can click. Use S-curves or automate mix/drywit instead of device on/off. Always test mono compatibility. If the low end collapses when summed, narrow stereo content or adjust phase. Pro tips: automate utility phase buttons briefly to create ghosting and transient dips. Great for fills. Small frequency shifter amounts create beating that sounds like motion, without smearing low end. Use macro min/max to normalize multi-parameter mappings. One position equals closed, the other open. For tempo-synced rhythmic motion, draw automation in subdivisions like 1/8 or 1/16. For ambient sweeps, use long curves. Leave headroom when printing audio around -6 dB. Duplicate the rack and create variation lanes in arrangement for quick/beer drop sections. Use tiny track delay offsets to fix phase relationships between sub and body, starting around ±0.54 ms. Mini practice exercise: make an 8-bar phase bass loop. 1. Load wave eatable, set OSC for sine sub and OSC B for harmonics. 2. Insert an audio effect rack with 3 chains, sub, body, top. Put utility on sub chain with width equals 0%. Put frequency shifter plus phaser on body. Put grain delay on top. 3. Map macros. Macro 1. Sub level macro 2. Body filter slash wave eatable pulse macro 3. Freak shifter amount macro 4. Phaser feedback macro 5. Top wet 4. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip with a 2-note pattern. 5. In arrangement, draw automation as outlined earlier. Open/close body, ramp freak shift. Add 1/16 stutters. Boost top wet. Drop sub for a tail. 6. Play. Refine. Check for cancellation and smooth curves. Recap: you built a 3-chain parallel bass with a dedicated mono sub, a moving midrange using frequency shifter, phaser and wave eatable, and made automation the primary tool for movement. Key takeaways: protect the mono sub, use macros to group parameter movement, prefer arrangement automation for precise control, and be moderate with phase devices to avoid cancellation. Practice the mini exercise to lock in the workflow and iteratively refine macro mappings for your own signature Randall style phase bass. Extra coach notes. Quick summary: why automation first? It makes movement explicit and editable in time, which is essential for drum and bass phrasing. Macros let you treat many device parameters as one musical figure. Macro mapping philosophy: group by musical function. Tight right arrow wide, beat wobble, air. Use macro min/max so one position is a musical state. Automation techniques: Draw an arrangement for long phrasing. Use clip envelopes for live experimentation. Use S-curves for smooth, linear for rhythmic steps. For binary actions like phase flips, automate tightly to avoid pops or add tiny fades. Phase and mono safety. Always test in mono. Use a spectrum and correlation meter. Aim for +1 in the sub-region. Tiny time offsets or track delay often fix phase issues. Creative variations. Hybrid operator sub plus wavy-able body, dual frequency shifters at different speeds, replace grain delay with short filtered echoes, or resample extremes to make glitch fills. Reverb in space. Use short pre-delay on reverb sends, high cut above 6-8 kHz and low cut around 400-600 hz so the sub stays dry. Automating send amount keeps tails musical. Mixing and tonal control. Mid/side EQ keeps the sub mid. Multiband dynamics control top peaks, sidechain to the kick for groove. Leave headroom before distortion and glue. CPU workflow, lower quality while sketching freeze when needed, and resample automation sections when committed. Save the rack as a preset with min/max set and color code macros. Troubleshooting checklist, thin bass equals check sub chain, booing equals high pass body/top, clicks equals smooth automation or automate mix, phase issues equals reduce width or nudge delay. Live performance. Use dummy clips in session to launch macro snapshots. Map a foot switch to sub level for drops and use follow actions for evolving automation states. Final sanity tips. Clearly name macros. Keep a default stable macro position saved and periodically bounce sections to compare versions. That's the blueprint. Focus on predictable macro mappings, a mono safe sub, and deliberate arrangement automation. When you combine those, the Randall-style fade bass becomes powerful in the club and manageable in the studio. Go build the 8-bar loop, print it, and listen for the clarity that automation-first movement gives you.